Test 74, Section 3, Question 11. Here we're just looking for what's supported by the statements above or by the information. And as we process the passage, it says they're studying sleep disorders, occasionally taught class after spending the whole night in laboratories. She found lecturing after those was difficult. She felt worn out and humorless, and she had difficulty concentrating and finding the appropriate words. So basically, she tried to teach class after going overnight. She didn't feel like she was on her game. After several weeks of lectures, she asked students to guess which lectures had been given after nights without sleep. So then she said, hey, guess which ones, you know, I was super tired for. Interestingly, very few students were able to correctly identify them. But people couldn't correctly identify them. So this is one where I'm going through it saying, well, maybe students are paying less attention, or that they don't notice it as much, something along those lines. But so what we have as far as basic things is she didn't sleep, she felt a big difference, she asked the students to guess, and they weren't really able to. So what do we have evidence for? A, the subject effects of sleep, occasional sleep deprivation, are more pronounced than are its effects on overt behavior. Well, I don't know that we know that for sure. Because I don't really know about the subjective effects of sleep deprivation are more pronounced than effects on overt behavior, because it could be that they were pronounced and the students just didn't notice. No one can assess, and I really am already a little suspect of this, the overall effects of sleep deprivation on a particular person as well as that sleep-deprived person can. We don't know that no one can, we just know that some people may not notice it as much. Sleep deprivation has less effect on professors' job performance than on the performance of others. We don't have any information about other types of people, so we can't really say anything about that. Then, occasional sleep deprivation is not as debilitating as extended sleep deprivation. We don't know anything about extended sleep deprivation because it's just occasionally. And then, university students and lecture audience tend to be astute observers of human behavior. Well, I don't really love that because, if anything, they didn't notice. And so, kind of going back to this, I said, well, let's look at that one again. The subjective effects of occasional sleep deprivation are more pronounced than are its effects on overt behavior. Maybe, because the professor really noticed it. And even though when I first read this I didn't love it, it was definitely better than the others. A lot of the others we didn't have any information providing that. And so, therefore, A is going to be the best answer we get here, because we do know that the way the professor felt, those subjective things, were more pronounced or more significant than what the students noticed, which would be her overt behavior. And so we take A for this one.